This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Not only is today Valentine's Day, it's the 18th anniversary of YouTube.
Oh, well, okay, right. YouTube, I hardly knew you. Take me out to dinner or something. Do something sweet for me, would you?
I was looking at over all this information about it, and it was making me laugh. The first YouTuber was Jawed Karim. He was also the founder of YouTube.
All right.
And the first video ever posted was of him at the San Diego Zoo talking about elephants. Here it is.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks, and that's cool.
It's really cool that the elephants have long trunks. Really cool.
I mean, he's not lying. Mm-hmm. I love all those things about elephants. Seems like an interesting video.
Yeah, I mean, it's 18 seconds long. It's so funny how like things have evolved over these 18 years and how people now get millions of views on YouTube and they make their entire career and they make their money by creating these videos, right?
I mean, they brought back Cobra Kai. They brought back my favorite characters from Karate Kid.
Yeah.
They've done a lot of big things. If I need to do a brake job, if I need to learn about how to do something, I go to YouTube.
Top three videos that have the most views on YouTube as of today.
Okay.
Okay. Number three.
Johnny, Johnny.
Yes, Papa.
Eating sugar.
No, Papa.
Telling lies.
No, Papa.
Oh, good rules.
Open your mouth.
This is like a children's song nursery rhyme.
Okay.
It has over 6.61 billion views. I don't know what this is, but I have heard it a million times with my toddler playing on her iPad.
So what you mean is you never sought it out, but you've been exposed to it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd always wonder when I hear it, like when she's like in the car and she's on her iPad and I hear it, I wonder what it is. And to think that it has 6 billion views is crazy.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Number two, highest views of YouTube all time. I think you'll recognize this one.
Despacito. Despacito.
Despacito, the music video by Luis Fonsi, has 8.8 billion views.
I mean, that is absolutely staggering, right?
Right?
I mean, I know the song was big. Yeah, I know it was popular. And I'm sure it had a great video. Everybody showed up in it. But 8 billion times it's been watched? That's crazy.
How much money do you think he makes from that every time somebody watches it, right?
Enough to retire.
Yeah.
Buy a nice gold chain.
Mm.
The pool is heated for life, as they say.
Number one most viewed song on YouTube over the 18 years that it's been in existence on its anniversary. Get ready for it because you'll hear it all day long over and over in your head.
Oh.
Mommy shark doo 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 doo.
Daddy shark doo 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 doo.
Grandma.
Yes.
Grandma.
12.27 billion views.
Now you did that to us. Do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, baby. Shuck, do, 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 do. 92% of Americans are going to be exchanging some kind of chocolate today for Valentine's Day. But what are the most popular kinds? And what if you waited to today to actually get it? Is there any left on the store shelves? Carly Childhouse is the spokesperson for the National Confectioners Association. You can find them online at candyusa.com. Carly, do people actually wait till today to buy their candy? Because that's my plan.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, you're not alone in waiting until today. About 5% of Americans say that they actually purchase their chocolate and candy on Valentine's Day. Most other people are buying it ahead of time, including 50% of people buying in the first half of February. But you are absolutely not alone, and hope you'll be able to find your favorite heart-shaped box of chocolate or conversation hearts on the shelf.
You know, I get off lucky, actually, because my wife is always like, you can buy me a little something for the day of or the day before. She loves to go the day after. She's that person. Comes in, it's all half bought. Let me load up. She gets us enough chocolate to get us right to Memorial Day.
That is a plan for some people, for sure.
So when it comes to like the box of chocolates, why do some people don't put what the chocolates are in there? What if you want to know what you're eating and you don't want it to be like a roulette?
Well, most of the chocolate boxes actually have that guide. And most Americans say that they consult that guide. They do want to know the kind of chocolate that they're going to have. 22% of Americans say that they randomly pick one, though, which is I know that I like to know what I'm getting into when I enjoy a piece of chocolate. Some people bite the corner to find out what's in it. And then 10% of people actually poke the bottom of the piece of chocolate to figure out what the flavor is.
Poke the bottom?
Yeah, what are you pulling, like a needle or something like that? That sounds creepy. I just don't want to bite into it and taste like one of the fruity ones. I hate that.
Gosh, no, when it's coconut, I get so mad.
Oh, I like the coconut. I just can't do it. Like, I'm not the cherry guy or the orange guy. Nope, don't want those.
Get rid of that altogether. And, you know, you talked about the candy hearts, the confection hearts. Am I saying that correctly?
The conversation hearts.
Conversation hearts.
Those iconic boxes of conversation hearts.
Now, does anybody actually like those? Because I feel like they taste like chalk.
A lot of people do. It's a really iconic part of the holiday season, and we've done enough conversations that you know that I'm going to tell you that I happen to love conversation hearts. I really like the yellow ones and the orange ones, and of course love to see the different sayings that they have every year.
I feel like the sayings keep getting more risque every year. Is that true?
Right. We're getting a little more in the face.
There are all kinds of different messages that they have. I know this year's Spangler candy that makes those sweetheart conversation hearts, that iconic red box. Their theme this year is actually an animal theme, thinking about people who've gotten pets during the pandemic. So it's things like lovebirds and perfect. But we actually asked Americans what kind of message they want to see on a conversation heart. And this might not be any surprise. Most Americans, more than half, say they want sweet. 28% of people say funny, and I am partial to the 21% of people who say they'd like a sarcastic conversation heart. I think that's fun.
Me too.
That's mine too.
Yeah, all of us. All right, well, all fun stuff. Happy Valentine's Day. Carly, thank you so much for taking the time, and you can learn more about all the candy you love at candyusa.com.
Thanks for having me. Happy Valentine's Day.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 1-800-330-9999. What's driving you crazy right now? Get it off your chest. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Rebecca.
If you say Valentine's Day is a made-up holiday, that's all I need to know about you.
Typically, you're saying it to somebody that's like, oh, Valentine's Day is today. It's tonight, right? And you got to know that it's not going to be well received when you say it.
I mean, I want to acknowledge that it's Valentine's Day, but yeah. I don't.
But you also want to say that it's a made-up holiday.
I mean, it's a made-up holiday.
Right.
You know, like.
Cards are $10 now.
Yeah, you should say you love me every day. And maybe and buy me chocolate whenever I want chocolate. You know, not just on this one day a year. Not going to turn it away, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Tony, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're the type of employee that hands out handmade Valentine's Day cards, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, like a grown-up doing that?
Oh, like in grade school, it was cool. Had to make sure you had one for everybody in the class.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden, it's creepy.
Mm.
Because I hand drew them.
Yeah. When you're 37 and married and somebody hands one to you, you're like,
right.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, look, it's a dinosaur on it. How cute.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds nice, actually. I'd like to get one of those.
Diana, that's all I need to know about you.
If you buy me sugar-free chocolate, like, that's all I need to know. My husband left me, like, some sugar-free chocolate, like, with flowers this morning, and what?
Did he do it by accident, or did he just think that you'd prefer sugar-free chocolate?
Are you allergic? What's wrong?
Diabetes?
No. No, it's just, like, what's the point? Like, I want real chocolate. If I'm going to eat candy, like, I want real, you know, I want the real deal. Like, it seems odd if I don't ask for sugar-free candy. Like, what are you trying to say? Or is he just, like, was he just, like, not paying attention at all?
I would be deeply perplexed by sugar-free chocolate if that showed up on my table.
Yeah. I'm with you. What are we, skywriting at night here? What's going on?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Terrible idea.
Well, here's the good news. All this candy will go on sale for half off tomorrow, so you can go and just buy all the regular chocolate you want.
Exactly. Yeah. And get what I want.
Right. Larry, that's all I need to know about you.
If your license plate says work sucks, that's all I need to know about you. I was sitting behind this guy in traffic, and his license plate said exactly that, work sucks, and pretty much told me exactly who the guy is.
Were you on your way to work?
I was.
Yeah.
But so, I love my job.
Yeah, and it just seems like it would ruin the first hour or two of my day. right? I'd just be like, does it? Does it really? You know, no, it really doesn't. It's what I'm doing every single day. It's no problem, right? But today it's going to suck because when I first get there, somebody's telling me that work sucks.
How do you drive the car with the license plate that says work sucks to work and park it in the parking lot so everyone can see that you have a license plate that says that?
You're the boss.
Oh.
Maybe.
I guess it has to be, right?
Sends a bad message to the crew, but
I can't imagine any boss has that license plate. Like, you haven't made it far enough in life unless you're just like an independent billionaire and you're like, you know what? I don't have to work. Work sucks. And then in that case, I'm with you.
Yeah, well, listen, if it's a retirement thing, it makes more sense. You put it on a Corvette or a Porsche and I see you get in and you're a white-haired gentleman or you know, you're both of a retirement age. I see you're enjoying yourself. That's one thing. On the other hand, if I see you, like, you know, in the same car as mine, I think to myself, wow, we both got a much longer way to go. So, you know, let's try and keep it positive. That's me.
This has been all over the news the last few days.
The U.S. military shooting down a fourth unidentified high-altitude object Sunday, this time over Lake Huron.
Yeah, it's the fourth one in just like a few days. Now, we know that the first one was off the coast of Myrtle Beach and it was a Chinese spy balloon. But these other three, they haven't really been forthcoming on what they are, but they did release a statement yesterday.
I know there have been questions and concerns about this, but there is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
Why is everybody laughing?
I love the fact that people are laughing,
what
right?
What are you laughing about?
Like they were on the ground. Like they seen this thing going on here. You know, here's the thing. When somebody first tells you that aliens arrive, when aliens arrive, by the way, and somebody tells you, you're going to be like, nuh-uh. You're going to say the exact same thing.
It's true.
Until you see it, then you're going to be like, wait a minute.
Producer John, producer Sean, Raven, I think it's time for us to do some hot takes on what do we actually think these objects in the sky are? If they're not aliens, what are they?
Good question.
Producer Sean, you're first.
All right, hear me out. Gender reveal balloons that just floated away.
That's hot.
I think these are just people doing terrible gender reveals, and the balloons just floated away.
No, you know what? That makes sense. And they're all red, which means that they're all girls, right? It's not the Chinese flag. It's just that these are all just, you know, female gender reveal.
Real things. Upset fathers.
I just want to say that interaction that we just heard was some of the dumbest radio I've ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm.
Well, you set them up for it, so.
Right. I mean, it's true.
Who's better, the fool or the fool that follows
Ask
them?
A stupid question.
Yeah. All
you
right.
said greatest wrong, Anna.
John. Hot take. What is that floating in the sky?
It's not aliens. It's not the Chinese. It's not even the Russians. You know who it is? It's the Canadians.
Oh, hot, 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 hot.
It's the last people you would ever expect. Okay, come on. You're telling me that a balloon is floating its way across the Pacific Ocean and getting all the way here? They're right next door, man. Okay? This last one was found over Lake Huron, one of the Great Lakes. What borders that? What borders that?
America.
We're in America, Hannah. Listen, you know what? When your children are playing hockey and speaking French, don't come crying to me.
I have to say that every like news report, they are so quick, both of us, our government and the Canadian government, to be like, our allies. And I'm like, I know we're friends and all that, but that seems like a leap that all of a sudden we're best friends.
Just want to make sure that we keep saying it. All right. We want to keep it out there. We've got to keep it out there.
See? Raven, hot takes. What is that thing floating in the sky?
Well, I'm just going to say that, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I know that how we need to take it down.
Oh,
and this is the reemergence of medieval style catapults.
Okay.
We're going to be encouraging people to build these at their houses. And then, you know, you load it up with rocks or whatever, and you just take your shot at something that's 60,000 feet in the air. Think about how much fun that'll be at your July 4th picnic.
Dude, let's build one.
But what is it?
I don't know.
Oh,
we're going to shoot it down anyways.
I mean,
ain't from here. I don't want to see it.
That means you guys, I think, are forgetting the most obvious thing on what this probably is.
Mm.
Today's Valentine's Day, right?
Okay.
Kanye West has been trying to get Kim back for years. He used to do all kinds of wacky stuff to try to get her back.
You know what
these are? These are love balloons for Kim Kardashian from Kanye West trying to get her attention. Well, good job, Kanye. You got the whole country's attention. Great job. I think that's better than the gender reveal nonsense these guys were talking about.
If we hadn't been shooting them down, at this point they would have spelled K-I-M in the sky, but we shot them down, so now it's not.
There you go.
It's true.
Yep.
Actually, there might be some validity to that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a Valentine's Day edition of Fill in the Blank. I love my spouse, but he or she does what? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, you go.
This is a new thing with my wife here is that she'll tell me something. I'll ask her a direct question, and then she will answer it with another question. And then she'll tell me that, why aren't you listening? I just said this. So I love my spouse, but she has selective hearing. And then she accuses me of selective hearing. So I'm really, really, really mad about that.
Okay. I love my spouse, but he continuously makes me watch wrestling on TV when I don't want to. Again, this past weekend, we had to watch so much wrestling. Not like WWE wrestling, like collegiate wrestling. Like guys wearing like unitards.
Something that no other person on the planet would be watching on television at that moment.
1-800-330-9999. Caitlin, fill in the blank. I love my spouse, but...
I love my spouse, but he chews so loudly. Like, so loud. I don't really mind when we're alone, but when we're around other people, I'm like, you gotta get that under control.
Anna's husband, Paul, does a thing that you love it when he does this, right? Is he still doing it?
Love it. Love it is not the right word.
Is he still doing his thing?
I have become immune to it. So my husband, when he chews, like if he's chewing something that he enjoys, he doesn't know he's doing it, but he goes like this. And I guess because we've been together for so long, like since I was like a teenager, that like it doesn't, I'm immune to it. But my mom, it drives my mom crazy. So every time like we're eating, she'd be like, Pa, but what are you doing with your mouth? Why do you want to make that stupid noise? You go like this. So now I've become hyper-conscious to it, you know?
Yeah.
And every time he's doing it, I just kick him under the table. I'm like, stop it. Stop it. Ashley, I love my spouse, but...
I love him, but he's got to get the toenail fungus figured out.
Ew.
Like, we've tried everything. I have to wash everything in hot, hot water with, like, baking soda and vinegar. And, like,
wow.
I wear shoes around the house because I don't want to get it, you know?
Oh.
Like, just take care of it.
I mean, yeah. If it's like that, go to the podiatrist. It's really simple. They will figure it out.
Seriously.
They're going to give him a pill, and he's going to be fine.
It's right.
Yeah.
Why won't I do it?
I don't know.
Won't do it.
Maybe you
and
need
I'm
to make the appointment for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got that mentality. Paul has that mentality, my husband, sometimes too, where it'll just go away. It's like, it's been 7 years. Your psoriasis is not going away.
It's get a professional involved.
Yeah.
Right. It's just getting worse.
Yeah. Anthony, I love my spouse, but.
Well, he often takes like extremely long showers in the mid morning and doesn't really give me the proper warning. And we only have one bathroom in our apartment. Mm. So, it's often right when the coffee hits and,
yeah,
I feel like the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
You have one shower in your house right now, currently, don't you, Ryan?
Oh, I have a one and a half in my home. So we have one, they have like, you know, the half bath downstairs and a full bath upstairs that we all share. But I got an open door policy in my house.
No, I know.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. If somebody's in the shower, that door's open, you want to use that toilet, you come use that toilet. There is no shame in this house whatsoever.
My partner, she's the same way. Is like she'll get in there and be in the bathroom for an hour, hour and 15, 20 minutes or whatever. She goes first because I figure she's got to get ready when we're going somewhere. But then she takes so long, I've run out of time. I don't get a full shower of hot water. I get in there, I get like, 10 minutes of hot water.
Well, I mean, you should be taking showers more than 10 minutes.
No,
a long time.
Sometimes I like a good 20-minute shower.
That's a long time for a shower. You're not surprising you don't have any hot water.
I deserve it. I work hard for this hot water.
Who can write a more romantic poem for Valentine's Day? ChatGPT or us on the show? All right, John, you go first. Yeah. What was your topic?
My topic was fast food.
All right, so you have to write a love poem about fast food. All right, go ahead. Go.
There is but one that makes my heart whole. The beauty of KFC's new famous bowl. Layers of joy laid gently atop a mashed potato bed with gravy nonstop. The original recipe, small chicken bites, whisper sweet nothings to corn gently spiced. My heart and my stomach will both leave full, wrapped in the bowl's love like a blanket of wool.
I mean, it is really good.
I was going to say, I felt confident coming in here, and now I feel like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Now, what is the ChatGPT one? You gave the exact same subject matter.
It immediately spit out a response, and this was ChatGPT's love poem about fast food.
Go.
Fast food, my heart's desire. My love for you will never tire. Burgers, fries, and shakes so sweet. With you, my taste buds always meet. Oh, how I crave your greasy charms, a love affair that never harms. You're always there, just a drive-through away, bringing me joy day after day. I know you're not the healthiest choice, but I can't resist your delicious voice. You fill me up with happiness and glee, fast food. Oh, how you complete me.
Oh, my gosh.
So let the world scoff and sneer. My love for you will persevere. Fast food, my heart belongs to thee forever and always, just you and me.
John.
I mean,
do yourself a favor and get this thing in your band. Get ChatGPT. I mean, it's mind-blowing, right?
Isn't it astounding?
I mean, and if you said make it 5 pages long, it would have done so.
It dropped a sneer and persevere. That was when I got shook. That was
right?
When I got shook.
Like, I mean, at first you were like, no. It can't do what I can do.
Yeah.
And then at some point you were like, oh, my gosh.
Yes, it can.
It's just buried me.
All right,
buried me.
Raven, do yours.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed. A love poem about a bird and a human falling in love.
A bird and a human falling in love.
All right. My mind soars whenever I visit the park. Oh, to be a bird floating on the warm breezes, away from the noise of the city, the COVID sneezes. Who will share this flight of fancy fantasy? Then I notice a beautiful bird staring back at me. Every day we meet on this park bench. How can I explain this interspecies love to my current wench? Sorry.
Freeman.
I remember what? Back to my childhood toy genie lamp. If I wished hard enough, could I be able to float above? When you're in love with a bird on Valentine's Day, they bring you chocolates and have to regurgitate them anyways. How about just a nice card?
Okay, I mean,
dude, I'm impressed. I mean, flights of fancy, I don't know, man. You had alliteration. You had on and off stances of rhyming. There was, yeah.
New band. Me, John, and ChatGPT.
So this is what ChatGPT wrote about love between a human and a bird.
I feel bad about myself already. Go.
A bird and a human, an unlikely pair, yet fate brought them together to share a love that knows no bounds or limits, soaring above in the sky's vast exhibits. The bird with wings that span so wide and the human with a heart that can't hide.
Wow.
The love they feel for this feathered friend, their bond unbreakable until the very end.
No. You know what? This thing can rhyme. That's great. It can write in a meter. That's great. You know who else can do that? A second grader. No, Raven, you took that one. I'm giving that to you. You had all the different... You pulled out some tricks, my friend. You know what? Was it as perfect as that? No. Was it human? Did it come from the heart?
It had flaws.
That's right. It had flaws.
It had flaws.
He said wench.
Warts and all.
He called his wife a wench.
That was not the best moment, but...
I was talking as an artist. Could have been an anonymous poem.
All right. Let's see how producer Sean and I do. It's coming up next. For Valentine's Day, who can write a better love poem? A human or ChatGPT?
Man, it is really, really a toss-up, I have to tell you.
Yeah, if you missed it earlier, Raven went against ChatGPT, and it was really close. And I would honestly say ChatGPT did a better job.
You're up against technology here. It was kind of tough for me, but John voted for me. I'll take that.
Okay, so now it's producer Sean and my turn. Producer Sean, what was the topic that you selected?
Laundry, a love poem for laundry.
Okay, so Sean, go ahead and do your love poem that you just wrote in the last few songs.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I always hug my underwear as soon as it is dry. I hug all my laundry, and let me tell you why. If you open your dryer as soon as it is done, your pile of clothes will warm you like a blanket in the sun. What's that smell, you ask? So warm and sweet? It's my freshly laundered socks that lay upon my feet. Tide Pods sprinkled near my dryer or near my washer, like flowers growing in the midsummer. Oh, laundry, I love you so much, even though I forgot dryer sheets and now all my clothes are staticky to the touch.
That was really good.
It was pretty good.
That's fantastic.
You.
I'm in love
flowers,
with laundry, too.
The flowers all by the feet.
Oh,
nice.
Gosh.
Midsummer.
Fantastic.
That was nice.
All right, now, Raven, we put it through ChatGPT. Now, what did the robot immediately shoot out at us?
At first, it may seem mundane, but doing the laundry is where my love remains. Shorting, sorting, washing, drying, and folding. My heart flutters with a joy untold. The rhythmic swishing of the machine filling the room with a pleasant hum serene. As I fold each piece with care, my love for you fills the air. Each sock and shirt I press with grace, a smile on my face I can't replace. For doing the laundry is where I find a love that's pure and truly kind. The scent of fabric softener and detergent reminds me of a love that's truly fervent. For it's not the task I love, but what it means to do something mundane for you, my heart beams. Here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you. There's another page to this poem, but I'm not going to read it.
See, yeah.
It's another page. And it has a recall on that whole fervent line thing. Wow.
ChatGPT is just trying too hard. Yeah. I respect it, but it's trying too hard with
okay.
two pages.
Right. I mean, it's a toss-up at the very least. I mean, that one was really close.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I mean, so far, ChatGPT beat John, may have tied me, may have beaten me. It's pretty close with Sean. Anna, this kind of all rests on you, the future of human race.
Okay, so my thing was to write a love poem about two ducks.
Mm.
Okay, ready?
Go.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Just two ducks that don't moo. They saw each other across the pond. Their duck eyes met and there was a bond. One duck's feathers were that of a mallard. She was so attractive that the other duck's heart shattered. Duck affection is as real, and together they quack, and they'll make some ducklings at the Love Shack.
Okay, here we go.
I rhymed quack with Love Shack.
Yeah, no, it was good.
I respected it.
Yeah.
I respected it.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Here's what ChatGPT threw out. Artificial intelligence. Two ducks in a pond swimming side by side. Their love so pure and fond, it fills my heart with pride. They glide across the water in perfect harmony. Their bond so strong, it ought to be a lesson for humanity. Mm. Their feathers ruffle in the breeze as they dance in the moonlight. Their love, a symphony of ease, a wondrous and beautiful sight. Oh, how I envy their love, so pure and true and bright. May it never falter nor shove, and always take flight.
Yeah, okay, not for nothing, but I'm the only one that did roses are red, violets are blue. It's Valentine's Day. Does that mean nothing to anyone?
No, I mean, that's okay. like great stuff.
Fine. Fine, ChatGPT. You can win that one. Love is in the air for Valentine's Day. Young love. My toddler, Dakota, is 4 years old. She is in preschool. And there was a revelation when I was talking to her yesterday. Ready for it, Raven?
I am. There's nothing more powerful than young love.
Dakota, Valentine's Day is finally here. Do you have a Valentine at school?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm James.
James is your Valentine. Is he your boyfriend?
Yes.
How did you know you liked James?
I loved him because I like him so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, she already said that I love him.
Right. Because she likes him so much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, okay, that's good enough reason, right?
Mm.
What does he look like?
He looks handsome and he's good.
He is handsome and good.
He's handsome and good. I mean, those are the things that you want for your daughter, whether she's 4 or 40.
It's true.
Right? Those are the things that you want. He's handsome and good. Okay.
And what do you guys do for fun?
We draw pictures and we make them like elephant pictures.
Oh, elephant pictures. Does he like elephants?
Yeah.
Yow? Is that yes or no?
No.
Oh, so he just draws elephant pictures because you like them?
Yeah.
That's the guy you want to hold on to that'll draw elephant pictures, even though he doesn't want to draw elephant pictures, but he knows that you like to draw elephant pictures.
I just wonder if she's sitting him down and making him draw the elephant pictures or if he's making that active decision on his own.
Well, it's because you know my toddler.
Yeah,
you know that she's very she's, persuasive when she needs to be.
That's right. She's strong-willed.
Mm-hmm. How old is James?
I don't know, but he is like 5 or something.
Oh, an older guy.
Yeah, he's 5 or something.
Yeah.
It's true. She is only 4. Oh, all right.
Wow.
Does James know that you're his girlfriend?
Yes.
You guys had a talk about it. A serious talk?
Yeah, serious talk.
And what did you say?
I said I love him.
And what did he say?
I love you back.
This is pretty serious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you going to get married?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what's the wedding going to be like?
Flowers, and they made it with paper.
Oh, you're going to make paper flowers?
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, it's earth conscious of the earth and all that stuff. Have you talked to James' parents?
Well.
Because this is a lot. I mean, you guys got some planning to take care of.
No kidding.
Is there anything else you want to say to James?
Yes. I love you, do you want to have a play date with me?
Oh, they want to have a play date together.
I mean, you have to keep this stuff forever, right? You know that.
Yeah, I know. But it gets a little bit weird at the end.
Okay.
What are you guys going to do on the play date?
We're going to play. And we're going to kiss.
What? A kiss? I think that's too much. I think Daddy would get a little bit upset. You're too little to kiss a boy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You think for 1 second she's not like, Mama, you wait till you're not looking. I'm going to play one right on James's cheek.
Oh,
right.
My gosh.
I know, it's serious. My goodness.
Well, Valentine's Day can be eye-opening, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's like the time you're supposed to be super romantic and, you know, celebrate your loved one and all that. So last night I asked my husband, Paul, like, what are the things that I do that are romantic? And I was expecting, like, this laundry list of things that he would say.
Yeah. Not so much.
Okay, babe, when was I most romantic? What's romantic things that I do?
You know, you're really romantic when you know how to really plan things nicely for us. And it's a tough one. It's either like my most recent birthday, how you surprised me with a whole day out, me and you, starting off with golf to lunch out to couples massage and then dinner out with friends.
We were supposed to stay at a hotel that night, but I booked it for the wrong night and then we couldn't stay anywhere, so we had to go home.
It made for a romantic memory.
Anything else I do that's romantic?
Yes. You're always kind and considerate to me.
Why does it look like you're being forced to say that?
Yeah, that was it.
Wait a minute. So you planned all those other things. They actually happened, though.
Yeah, except for I did. So, you know, it's so funny because I'm so buttoned up at work.
Yeah.
But sometimes at home, I make the dumbest mistakes. And like, I was so excited. It was our first night that we were going to be staying in a hotel away from the kids in a long time.
Sure.
I booked it for the wrong night. Dude, they didn't have another room.
Oh, that's...
I spent like a half hour like trying to find like a different hotel that we could go to.
Yeah.
And there was nothing. So we just had to drive home. That was the end of it.
I mean, were you hours away? Were you relatively close?
We were like an hour away.
Okay. I mean, the rest of the day sounds like it was pretty good.
It was. It was a fun day.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
I did that. I guess I get brownie points for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, take them where you can get them because I asked and the results that I got were not so great.
Babe, what's the most romantic thing I've ever done?
I have no idea. I don't know that you've ever done anything romantic.
Never, never.
You mean on your own, without me giving you the idea or making the reservation? No, I don't think you've ever done.
I mean, I must have done something on vacation or something at some point.
I mean, you booked the vacation, but I know about it.
What about the time that I hired the mariachi?
You didn't do that.
I mean, I hired them.
No, you did not. They were at a resort.
Well,
go around the restaurant.
I waved them over.
Oh, okay. That counts.
I slipped them pesos.
No, you didn't. They came over to our table and asked if we wanted them to play.
I mean, she says I didn't even tip them. And honestly, that was like our first vacation. That was like 10 years ago.
You know, it's like, so sad.
I mean, I think it was even longer than that because she thought that I was going to propose and I didn't.
Oh, really romantic, Raven.
Like 14, 15 years ago. Happy Valentine's Day.
I don't even think I know how to be romantic if I wanted to be,
nope.
To be honest.
Nope.
I have no idea.
I'll just put something on Netflix.
Yeah. How about I just watch the kids and raise them? How about that? Does that count? I get all defensive. You know what? Maybe we should learn the things that you shouldn't do today.
Yeah.
Wrong answers only. What is something romantic you can do? As our spouses have pointed out, we are not romantic in the least bit. Nope, not even a little bit.
I mean, never.
Never,
like, never
to them.
In the history of our relationships.
Have we been romantic? So, wrong answers only. What can you do today to be romantic for Valentine's Day? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. On our Facebook page, John wrote, work all day and night when the wife stays at home.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. They love that.
James wrote, get Taco Bell as the romantic dinner.
Sometimes that's all my wife wants, actually, though.
Yeah, but not on Valentine's Day. Misty wrote, have a picnic in a graveyard at midnight. Some freaky people into that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Misty, is that a confession or are you actually playing the game with us?
Brian wrote, end up on couples court with Hannah and Raven.
Well, that would be a bad choice.
And Barbara, what's something, wrong answers only, that you should do today on Valentine's Day to be romantic?
Well, we are going to go on a tour of the sewerage treatment plant. How about that?
You're going to tour the sewage treatment plant?
Yep.
It's
Very romantic.
I mean, any day of the year. That's a great choice.
I have always wanted to go.
Well, now you get to go.
Fabulous.
Yeah. It's Valentine's Day.
Right. When I drive by one, I know for the 4 miles I'm approaching and the 2 miles after I leave.
Is there a gift shop?
Yeah.
Brianna, wrong answers only. What's something you can do that'd be romantic on Valentine's Day?
Okay, so I know this is super romantic, but if you propose to me on Valentine's Day, ick. Like, don't do that. Just pick any other day that is not a day that, like, half the world is getting engaged.
And also, there's that thing that if you give an engagement ring to someone on a holiday or a birthday, it means that in the eyes of a court, it's a gift rather than a condition upon marriage.
Hmm.
So if you break up, that means they get to keep the ring.
Yeah, I would imagine that anybody who wants to keep the ring when they split up is going to tell that if they have to testify in court anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a gift.
Ethan, wrong answers only. What's something romantic you should do on Valentine's Day?
To be honest, I don't really believe in the holiday, and I need to get my license renewed, so I got to go to the DMV, and I was thinking maybe my partner would want to come with me.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Oh, you're doing it together. That's nice.
Well, if you're going to sit in silence and sulk and be angry about waiting for hours, it might as well be together.
Talk to the person at the counter. Maybe they can do a couple's photo.
Oh, that'd be so nice. Sophia, wrong answers only. What's something romantic you should do on Valentine's Day?
So my best friend is throwing an anti-Valentine's Day party, and I promised I would go before me and my current boyfriend started dating. I'm in charge of baking cupcakes, so I thought just both of us should go.
That won't be awkward at all for him.
Yeah, right.
Can't wait to get the questions that he gets from your friends. So much fun.
Yeah.
So are you going to marry her? Oh, yeah, I bet you would. You'll tell us all in this room you will, right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to do that, you big jerk.
Haley, wrong answers only. What's something you should do to be romantic on Valentine's Day?
I think me and my boyfriend, I think we should just go and visit my grandmother in the nursing home.
But that would be a nice thing to do. That's not a wrong answer. That is a sweet thing to do.
I mean, sometimes. I mean, it is definitely a very nice gesture. On the other hand, sometimes they're eating applesauce in the place. Sometimes it doesn't smell that great.
No, it always smells terrible.
Yeah,
it's just,
you know, it's tough for a Valentine's Day. It's not, you know. It's pungent.
But I'm sure that's decorated nicely. They always decorate so nicely around the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, construction paper, that's where it goes.
Yeah.
To die.
Oh, Raven.
I was talking about the construction paper.
Okay.
Not your grandmother.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up to you to decide who's right. Sherry and Anthony. Sherry, what's going on?
So our 15-year-old daughter is really excited because this boy that she likes, he is 17, and he wants to take her out for Valentine's Day for dinner. I think it's really sweet. I mean, he has his driver's license. Our daughter's a freshman in high school. I think it's really sweet. I mean, she's a young woman. She knows that we want her to be home by 9 o'clock, no later. And I just, you know. I'm all for it. I don't see the problem.
And Anthony, I'm going to guess that you're not down for this tonight.
No. I think it's kind of rushed. I don't think we have much time to think about this. You know, I think he's just too old for boys in high school. They're trouble, you know?
Anthony, have you met the kid before? Have either of you met this boy before? Have you heard her talk about this boy before? What's the status on that?
You know, I don't recall her saying anything about him, but she may have, you know, and I just wouldn't have taken it that serious, but
she has. She's mentioned him. She was hoping he would ask her out, and he did. And just the things he said about him, honey, I'm impressed. I mean, look, a lot of kids at that age don't even have a license, and he, you know, he went for it. That takes a certain amount of responsibility. He asks about her classes, and he compliments her on her hair and the way she looks. I think that's sweet, you know?
Just rushing it. I don't know. She's 15.
Is your problem, Anthony, one, it's a Valentine's Day date, two, that he's going to drive her, three, that he's older, or and you just don't want her to date him at all, or is it all of the above? Like,
it's really just all of the above. It's just a lot, you know? It's a lot for 1 week. I mean, you know.
It's just dinner.
When did she bring up the fact that she wanted this to happen tonight?
Yesterday. She brought this up yesterday. There's no time to even think about it. I didn't even know what to do.
She needed the courage to ask her out first. She told us once she knew.
Maybe he's a player.
I think that the timing of it, obviously, I mean, I get what you're saying. You feel like it's last minute. On the other hand, like, I mean, you're trying to get inside the head of a teenage boy. So, I mean, how well is that going to go? That's going to be difficult, right? So if he just got the courage up to ask her to go, you know, Valentine's Day might have been that extra oomph. It's like prom or whatever, right? You've sent some sort of mental deadline, and then you're like, okay, now's the time I'm going to ask. He's 17. There's no way that he's taking the time to think about, well, what will her parents think if I'm asking last minute, you know? I mean, it's not the way that mind works.
17 don't really think.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. You'd want some fair warning. On the other hand, if you're going to let your daughter date and she's expressed that she kind of likes this boy and that she was hoping that he would inquire about her or whatever, if you put some parameters on it, I mean, maybe it's not the worst thing. It does give me some caution. Listen, 17-year-old driver, not the best driver, right? They just don't have a ton of experience. So that's one thing.
She's 15.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Anthony. No, no, not happening. Sorry. You know, and that's going to be the end of it. But they may see Sherry's side, too. At some point, it's a two-year difference. It's not that big of a deal. It's just one night. As long as she's responsible and you trust her and you tell her to be home at a certain time, you know, she's got to grow up at some point.
If mom gets the votes, he's got to come in and say hello, though. There's no way you take my daughter away from this house without coming in and greeting us, and we're going to have a conversation.
Sure.
That's right. Absolutely.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Sherry and Anthony's daughter is 15 years old, and one of the older boys at school, who's 17 and has his license, just got his license, asked her out. And Sherry's like, we got to let her go. She wants to go. Like, she's growing up. But Anthony is like, are you crazy?
You know, listen, it's really exciting to go out on your first date, especially when you feel like it's somebody that you've liked. And it's exciting to date an upperclassman. Let's be real, right? I mean, that goes both ways, guys or girls. So if somebody asks you, you want to say yes.
Right. But 15 years old, getting in a car with 17-year-old, what would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Nicole, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side. If they don't let her go and do stuff, then she's going to start doing things behind their back, and they need to have an open relationship with her so that she tells them where she's going, who she's going with, and what she's doing, so that they can set parameters on that.
Some of that makes a lot of sense, right?
Absolutely. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. You know, the hardest part is watching your little girl grow up. And when they're 15 years old, it's that brink of, like, they're still your baby, but they're growing up. And that's the problem that Sherry and Anthony are having, because a 17-year-old boy that's 2 years older than her at school asked her out on a date, and he wants to come pick her up. He has his license. She's only 15. Anthony's like, no, she's not getting in a car with a 17-year-old boy to go out on a date. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not easy to be a parent, right? Because there are all those variables to consider. What is his driving really like? You know, what are his intentions? You know, who is this boy? That type of thing. And then on the other hand, like you said, she's on the cusp, right? She's growing up. So this is obviously a situation that's going to arise again. And you want to make sure that you've got trust with your children to make sure that they're communicating with you. So you kind of have some faith in them, right?
Yeah. And Sherry says she likes this boy. She likes him. And this is exciting for her. And we cannot say no. We have to let her grow up. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Carol, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side because I feel they don't know anything about this young man. How is he driving? You know, if they never met him. And I wouldn't feel safe with my daughter going in the car with him. Suggestion, bring her to the restaurant to meet him. And then they could have dinner, and then you could pick her up. She's only 15 years old, and you don't know anything about this young man. Not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with him, but if it was my daughter, I wouldn't trust him.
Carol,
that's how I feel.
I want you to answer one honest question for me right now. You promise to answer this question?
Yes.
How old were you when you had your first kiss?
13.
Busted!
Oh, God. Inappropriate question.
Bye.
Thanks for playing along. Hey, Christine, whose side are you on today?
I'm definitely on the mom's side. Let her go. The dad is just being a dad because she's 15. I mean, if it was me and I was 15 and a boy I liked was waiting to ask me and finally asked me out, I would die if my parents didn't let me go. Let her go. The dad's just being a dad. Let her go. My God, it's Valentine's Day. Let the poor girl go.
I believe what you say when you tell me.
I would just be sitting on the couch waiting in silence the entire time, but I would let her go. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, Mary.
Mary, whose side are you on?
Definitely the mother side. Let her go. Mother side. 100%.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sherry, our audience agreed with you today. You got to let her fly the coop, Anthony, for lack of a better thing to say, I guess. Or drive the coop, or just let her go. You have to let her go.
Well, I don't have much choice in this one. I mean, she's going to have to go for a couple hours, but he's still got to come to the door.
Oh, 100%. Anthony, I think that he's coming into the house. You're having a conversation, a nice conversation, a polite conversation. You know, you can kind of monitor the basis of this conversation if you want, Sherry. But, I mean, yeah, he's got to come in and meet you both. And
you've got
to talk to him about what's expected and so forth. And, you know, and then they can go off and hit the Olive Garden or whatever, get crazy, have a good time, see how it goes. But, you know, there's definitely got to be a conversation. Sherry, you've got to be relieved. You've got the votes here. You get to tell your daughter that she's good to go.
Absolutely. And I take comfort in knowing that a 15-year-old girl is the same maturity level probably as a 17-year-old boy. So they're kind of probably an even match for dinner.
I don't disagree with that.
But they're both dumb. So, I mean, I don't know what we're doing. Are we handing out badges here for that? Because, I mean, they're both, you know. I mean, they're going to hate me for saying it.
That's how you figure it out. How you do. I mean, yeah.
All right.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,800. Carolyn, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Can you leave the room?
Sure. You got it. Good luck, Carolyn.
All right.
Thanks.
Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I sure am.
Number 1, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are rumored to be over after she deleted all their photos from Instagram. Machine Gun Kelly famously has a feud with what rapper after he tweeted about his daughter?
Eminem.
Number 2, Bryan Cranston says he wants to play Willie Nelson in a biopic, claiming the two have an uncanny resemblance. According to his famous song, what color eyes are crying in the rain?
Blue.
Number 3, voted the most romantic songs of all time. Number 3, How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. Number 2, I'll Make Love to You, Boys to Men. And number 1 is Endless Love, performed by Diana Ross and who?
Lionel Richie.
Number 4, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler announced they will do a comedy tour called The Restless Leg Tour. They've been in many movies together. Name one. That's time.
Sorry.
That's okay. Number 5, get this last one. Barney the Big Purple Dinosaur is back with a new series and film. BJ is Barney's best friend and Baby Bop's big brother. What color is he?
Green.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Carolyn.
Not terrible, not great. $1,800. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are rumored to be over after she deleted all their photos from Instagram.
You made a mistake, bro.
Oh, I mean, something had to go down. Now, the reps won't confirm it, but we'll see. Machine Gun Kelly famously has a feud with what rapper after he tweeted about his daughter?
Eminem.
Right, and the only person she continued to follow was Eminem after she deleted all his stuff, which is interesting.
Savage.
Number 2, Bryan Cranston said he wants to play Willie Nelson in a biopic, claiming the two have an uncanny resemblance. According to his famous song, what color eyes are crying in the rain?
Blue eyes.
That's right. Number 3, voted the most romantic songs of all time. Number 3, How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees.
Nice.
Number 2, I'll Make Love to You, Boys to Men. Yeah. And number 1 is Endless Love by Diana Ross and who?
My man, Lionel Richie.
You guys are tied at 3. Yeah. Number 4, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler announced they will do a comedy tour together called The Restless Leg Tour. They've been in many movies together. Name one.
How about Baby Mama?
Baby Mama is one. Yep, I would accept it. Mean Girls, Sisters, Wine Country, any of them. Number 5, Barney the Big Purple Dinosaur is back with a new series and film. BJ is Barney's best friend and Baby Bop's big brother. What color is he?
Is he pink?
No, he's yellow.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Carolyn. He beat you 4-3 today. That'll get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I'm Carolyn, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,900 tomorrow, Anna.
This jackpot just keeps getting higher.